Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
Bismillahi rrahmani rrahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin was salatu was salamu ala rasulil karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi washabihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Dear beloved believers, I'm very, very honored to be invited to participate in this program of family life and community life. And the information that we have received thus far has been very rewarding. I was telling my son-in-law, Imam Asim, I said, boy, you did an excellent job. You have really grown, and he's continuing to grow. May Allah continue to bless him. Yes, I'm going to be speaking on, now, I've looked at my requirements. And my requirements were 16 minutes. I'm used to speaking 16 hours. So I'm going to really, really work at directing it. So I gave this outline that you have here on Family Life Program. And what I want to do is really emphasize on the first question. And then when we have panel discussion, you can ask questions from the other things that we have here. And I want to ask two questions. The first question is that if you work a job and you work for an employee and you are supposed to make $1,000 every week, and when payday came, they only gave you $500. What would you do? Would you ask why just five when you worked and you're supposed to be paid $1,000? You would be right to ask that. So I'm going to ask this question right now. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon him, he said, marriage is half of your religion. So just like you should demand your other $500 because you have been given your $1,000 you're supposed to get, you know, you're being cheated. When you are not married, so why should we marry? This is the question. It says, why should you marry? You know, because if you do not marry, you are being cheated of your understanding of the religion. Marriage is half of your deen. Deen means an obligation to pay a debt. It comes from the word dana. Dana, which means to pay a debt. Allah created you. He created both male and female. And he created you to have life. So the first verse that we gave here is Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasulihi idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. He said, all you who believe, respond. Istijabu means to answer God and his messenger. Idha da'akum, when he calls you to that, that will give you life. So your life as a complete person is not fulfilled when you don't marry. Now, that doesn't mean biologically marry also. Let me put that together. Because, you know, most people think when they get married, well, I like you, you like me, let's do it. That's a male and a female coming together. When two people get married, that's two minds, two souls that come together. It's a difference. And the difference is that Allah has made you nafsan wahidatan, one soul to come together. Not a female soul, not a male soul, but one nafs. And the soul is a unified effort of consciousness, and it gives you paradise. We know in scripture, both Bible, Quran, the Torah, Allah talks about Adam and Eve. God talks about Adam and his mate in the Quran. It's called Adam. You won't find Adam and Eve. You will find Adam and his mate. That there's a need for a mate. So the religion is like your mate. You see? So if you notice in the Quran, it said, yeah, are you hen nasuk? Yeah, are you na? Yeah, are you hen nasuk kulu? Pardon me. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, he told Adam and his mate to dwell in the Jannah. They call it, they translate it as garden. You and your mate dwell, live in peace in the paradise. So when you are balanced, you immediately come into a paradise. You see, and it says, and eat from wherever and whenever you will. Not whatever. Wherever and whenever you will. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. But do not go near this shajara, this tree. The tree here is, in biblical language, called the tree of knowledge. Well, the religion is a knowledge that Allah has given you on how to manage and balance your life. So when you look at marriage, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that whenever Allah gives goodness to a person, he gives them the thiqh, the understanding of religion. And he said, I am just a distributor, but Allah is the giver. If you have this religion of Islam, and you are living the religion ritualistically, if you're living your marriage ritualistically, if you're praying ritualistically, if you're just reading the Quran ritualistically, what I mean by that? You're doing things, but you don't even understand what you're doing. So you are cheating your intellect that God gave you to expand in the environment of the creation. Don't live in this religion and not live it alive. Don't be just a robot. What that mean? Well, I know it means God is greater, but what does that mean? You see? So we cannot develop as a male and female, as a man and a woman. You cannot have full life if you don't proliferate the life that Allah gave you and manifest from it its excellence that he gave you. And that comes from interacting and interchanging with a mate. Every person has Adam and Eve in them. Every person. Imam Muhammad put it like this, rahimahullah alayhi, he put it like this once. He said, I have my mother and my father in me. If I didn't have my mother and father in me, I wouldn't be here. You see? So Adam and his mate is in you right now. Adam and Eve is in you right now. And there's a balance in you. And Satan visits that. He visits that. You know, one of the verses in the Quran, Allah said, "Man khalaqtu jinna wal insani illa liya'buduni." I have not created the jinn and man except for my worship. Listen to this. I have not created jinn and man except for my worship. You see? So the jinn is not a bad dude. He's real nice. Though Iblis was one of them, right? Big problem, egotistical problem. But the jinn is a good person. In the Quran, Allah said there was a group of jinns that heard the recitation of the Quran and said, we have heard a beautiful recital. But you know, it also said in the Quran, Allah said, yuwaswisu fi sududi nas. Mina what? Jinnity one nas. And he whispers into the hearts of who? Jinn and men. So now, why does Satan whisper into the hearts of jinn and men? It's because he wants to get the jinn fighting the man and the man fighting the jinn. Now, this is not a male and female. These are natures. Natures that's in you that are designed to move you ahead, like my feet. I got 2 feet, you know, and if I put my right foot out and don't bring a left foot up, I'm going to have to move around like this. In order for me to walk balance, I have to do this. You see, balance. Male and female, man and woman, nature. And my feet I stand upon and I balance myself because I can't walk without balance. So Allah says in Quran that Adam and his mate was given orders eat. And Imam Muhammad said it like this. He said, the whole garden. I got 5 minutes? Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm almost finished. Thank you. Let me get these other 5. He said that the garden is not just a place of fruit and vegetables and trees. He said the whole universe is a garden, and Allah has given you the ability to explore the universe with your mind. And if your mind just sit into ritualistic habits and not begin to go out and investigate beyond the stars and beyond the darkness and the lightning, etc., you're going to be trapped out, and you're going to be trapped in a cage that Satan has made to prevent you from growing. The way you get there is you marry, you know. And I remember Imam Muhammad saying once, he said, we should marry the creation. We should marry the creation, meaning what? That your mind should have an intercourse with the knowledge in creation so that you can grow and expand. And when he made that statement, you know who I thought about? Al Green. Let's get married today. Yeah, I thought about Al Green. So, you know, I said, man, I need to go marry the creation in a big way and get in this creation so we can grow. That's why Allah said, eat from whenever and wherever. You see? And if you and I as individuals get a mate, and don't say, well, oh man, I really liked her. I fell in love. I just fell in love. Imam said, be careful. Any relationship that start off falling down is not going to be a good one. In Islam, we grow in love. The word for love is habbun, love, from the word habba, which means a seed. A seed that is a grain that is planted in the ground, in the dark. So when you say I'm in love, now you have an infatuation with someone, you don't begin to grow in love until after you marry and begin to have the struggles of rooting yourself in the ground. Because when a seed is in the ground, it don't just jump up. It grows down first, establishes itself, then, you know, settle down. And then husband and wife begin to grow together. And they're gonna get thorns and they're gonna get bugs and everything. And it depends upon how strong the roots are, they will last. You see, so you see these people like Omar and his wife over there, they've been around for all those years married. Oh, I when they get up here, they came up and, yeah, I remember when you did it. And they see the black eye I got here, and they said, you know. But look, they still together. I know people have been married 40 years and et cetera, 50 years, 80 years. They have struggled together in their soul. And their soul had manifested an understanding, because the word understanding meaning being able to stand under a superior. You see, so when you go down, it's understand, but you go down under and then stand up.
Yes, sir.
So the deen, remember, marriage is half of your deen. Why should you marry? So that you can get balanced. You will not be balanced in this religion if you don't marry. Well, I'm scared to get married. Then you better get some bravery. I'm serious, you gotta get some bravery. You know, and ask Allah. Is Allah bigger than your fear? Yes. So if you love Allah, then say, oh Allah, bless me to find the mate. And don't be looking for that one that brothers are all curvy and stuff like that. That might not be the one for you. You can't manage it and can't handle it. Well, I'm looking for that brother that got this, that. You ain't gonna find that brother who got all that. Trust Allah. Allah will guide you to what you want. And when you know that He has guided you, you will stay together. Peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.